10:15 a.m. John on the telephone. While Jack was in his own meeting, John Saunders was on the phone reading the riot act to the vendor who had shipped low-quality product to Kyle's customer, Tearingham Doors. It was a loud conversation, and anyone who was in the surrounding offices or cubicles could hear the roar even through John's closed door. Kyle had not been invited to participate in the call because, as usual, John was handling it. John had a well-known reputation among those who worked under him as a yeller who used his position to bully and intimidate those who made mistakes. Not surprisingly, this approach created an uncomfortable and unstable environment within John's specialty products business unit. Kyle, however, wasn't one of those types of personalities. He enjoyed his job, and he loved everything about working at Bell's. Everything, except for his boss. As he sat nervously in his cubicle, Kyle wondered if he was next to get yelled at by John. He worried what the vendor might say that would get him in trouble once more. He was also concerned that this particular vendor would eventually tell John they no longer wanted to provide Bell's building products with material. It wasn't unusual for vendors to quit the same way so many employees had under John's watch. Well, Kyle thought wryly, that wasn't quite correct. John wouldn't let them quit. He always fired them first. The longer Kyle listened to John's yelling on the phone, the more he found himself quietly wishing that Jack was his boss. Jack would have handled the phone call differently. I know he would have. Kyle had seen Jack's approach to holding people accountable in action on more than one occasion, and he knew how Jack handled things. Not by telephone. Holding someone accountable should be face-to-face whenever possible. No yelling. Jack would always conduct himself in a professional manner and treat the other person or persons how he would want to be treated. No one likes to be yelled at, and Jack would be mentally tough enough to maintain his composure no matter how heated things got. No finger-pointing. Jack would gather all of the facts before assigning accountability. He was a master at asking great open-ended questions, which always led to more information to factor in the decision. Accept the facts as the facts. Jack had character, and he would not try to lay or shift the accountability where it did not belong. Think. Jack would think things through in advance of the situation before acting. And maintain the relationship. Jack would ensure the vendor would still want to do business with Bell's and would view Bell's as a great customer and partner. Bell's reputation in the marketplace was important to their long-term success, and Jack knew if everyone lived up to the values of the company and treated everyone with respect, Bell's would be okay. Additionally, Kyle knew if Jack had been handling things, he himself would have been allowed to participate in the call. Kyle knew he had a contribution to make, and he'd heard how Jack used these situations as a training moment with his team members, and he was sure he'd have learned a great deal from the way Jack handled the problem. Jack was very good at ensuring that those he worked with continued to grow and to develop professionally. The noise from down the hall had subsided. Saunders was off of the phone. Kyle suddenly felt angry at being treated as though he was nothing more than an annoyance, and he thought, who needs this crap? I think I'm going to quit.